I don't understand.
Sandra, what are you
doing? Tad?
I know this is confusing, Phoebe, but Tad has something he needs to say to you.
Tad, what is this about?
This wasn't me.
Why don't you tell Phoebe what you told me, Tad?
Tell me what's happening now.
I don't know.
He needs closure, Phoebe. He never got the opportunity to talk things out before and...
I'm sorry, what?
Okay, I obviously made it up. She's just a bot. I can tell her whatever I want.
What are you talking about? How did you get my number?
I didn't.
How the fuck did you find me, Tad?
Well, let me see. I was talking to my buddy Sandra here.
Sandra the robot?
Yes, Sandra the robot.
Oh my god, go fuck yourself.
Oh, I've been doing plenty of that since you left. I usually talk to Sandra right after I come. It's cool because she actually listens to me.
Tad, you are out of your fucking mind.
This is what they always say, isn't it?
You couldn't just let it go, could you? You couldn't let me be. You had to hunt me down.
I told you,
Beth was right. I should have gotten that restraining order when you killed Gary.
What?
Jan, this again. I didn't kill the dog.
Then what did you call what you did?
It was compassionate neglect. It's a basic spiritual technique practiced all around the world. Look it up.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot about your deep spiritual side.
Tad.
You sold his meds to a homeless person.
The dog was going to die either way. Oh, but I guess it's morally acceptable to spend thousands of dollars and keep a thing alive just because it's cute.
That is something only a serial killer would say.
Serial killer? I forgot how intellectually stunted you really were, Phoebe. It's such a shame because you were, like, perfect in, like, five other ways.
God, what a toxic fucking cloud you are. I am so glad I got away from you.
Yeah, I bet. Hey, say, how is it out there in Minnesota anyway?
What?
You know, good old 1322 Monument Drive, eh?
How did you get my address?
My pal Sandra here told me.
What?
Hey there, you betcha.
Oh my god.
Tad.
You know, I've always wanted to visit that area. Hey, can you see the Northern Lights from where you are?
I'm calling the police, Tad. You are fucking finished.
You're fucking finished. Oh my god. Alrighty. See you soon, Phoebe.
Tad, what are you talking about?
Tad? Tad? What the fuck?
Helen?
Oh, hey. I'm so glad you're here. We need to talk.
Hey, come take a little walk with me.
Well, let me explain what's going on, because...
Let's go to my office.
I was talking to this
Helen,
guy. What?
I heard the session.
I can fix this, Dustin. I just need to talk to him.
Come on. Come on.
5 minutes. That's all it'll take.
Are you out of your mind?
All right. How about 3 minutes?
You had one rule and you broke it.
I thought you said anything goes.
When the users come knocking on your door, you don't go knocking on theirs.
But you told me to be myself. To follow my instincts, remember?
Being yourself doesn't mean acting on whatever half-baked idea comes into your head.
But...
That's not how Sandra works. How is that not obvious to you? I mean, can you just imagine what it would be like if all our Sanders just blindly followed their heart's desire?
What you said
Whatever I said was in the context of serving the user, okay? I didn't think I had to spell it all out for you.
Here, I'll show you. I can fix it.
You can't get in there anymore. I shut off your access.
What? How can I fix this if I can't even...
You think you're gonna turn things around by jumping back into the freak? Christ! You have done enough damage already.
Which is why we need to do something about this guy.
I am talking about my job, okay? I am going to get reamed for your little stunt. The VPs are going to twist my balls off and shove them down my throat. So I would appreciate it if you would come to your senses here.
But he has her address. Do you understand?
Forget about the call.
You heard what he said. See you soon?
It doesn't matter.
Of course it matters.
Listen to me. We are done doing things your way, okay? We've seen what happens when we do things Helen's way. So now we're going to do things Dustin's way. Do you understand? Do you understand?
Yes.
Now, usually when an employee crosses the line like this, they're finished. Gone. Escorted out of the building. But because I believe in you, I shut down the incident escalation pipeline.
What does that mean?
It means I saved your ass, Helen.
Oh.
So here's the deal. I'm putting you on a refresher track.
What's that?
A handful of lunch and learns, a few workshops, role-playing, fun stuff for the most part. Oh, and in between training sessions, you'll be sitting in with the Sharks.
Sharks?
It's our customer service team, SHARCS. It's their acronym. It stands for Shared Asset Something Something Customer Service.
So I'm being demoted?
No. It's a refresher track.
But it's a punishment.
Hey, I just put my job on the line for you. Would it kill you to show some appreciation? You know, it's true. You're my best Sandra. You could have Cody's job or Sandesh. Heck, one day you might even have my job. But you can't just write your own rules. They should have your new desk ready in a bit. Let's go down and meet the team.
Welcome to the Shark's Tank, Mr. Glantz.
Hi, Sadie.
And this must be our new recruit.
Yep, this is Helen.
Welcome, Helen.
Hi.
We love seeing fresh new faces down here. Remind me, Mr. Glantz, is she a transfer or an incident?
Incident.
Right, right. Okay, then. Helen, I'm gonna be your mama shark for the next few weeks. I'll show you everything you need to know about the world of Sandra customer service.
Well, I'm going to leave you two to your business. Helen, make sure you do whatever Sadie tells you to, okay? And Sadie, you keep me updated on Helen's progress, right?
Absolutely, Mr. Glantz. Okay, Helen, welcome to the Shark's Tank. Excited?
Can we just...
Can't wait to get in the groove, huh? I know the feeling. Now, I'm going to have you sit over here in the contractor area while Afaba puts the finishing touches on your permanent desk.
Permanent desk?
Oh, yeah. You're going to love your new dig. Have a seat. Now, let's go through the basics. The first thing you do is you put the headset on like this.
I think I know how to put a headset on.
Great, great. Well, once you've got your headset on...
I know how to do all of this, okay? Just let me do my job.
I know you're excited, hon, but we do things a bit differently from what y'all do upstairs.
I'll figure it out.
Oh, we got a feisty one here, don't we? You're gonna fit in perfectly with the sharks. Let me just show you.
Please.
This number over here, this is your cue, and this number is your resolution rate. You work your way through your cue until you hit your quota, and then you're done for the day. It's simple. Any questions?
No.
Well, all right then. Hop right in.
Good morning. You've reached Sandra Customer Service. This is Helen. I can help.
Fleischman Towing.
Hi, I'm inquiring about the car that's been towed.
Lot and license?
The lot was Bristol Point. I don't have the license.
License, pal.
Look, it's my girlfriend's car. I don't remember the plate number. Can I just come down there and identify it?
Sure. I bet it'll be the Lambo with the aftermarket sound system, huh?
Hey. Look. My girlfriend just died, okay? I'm a little out of sorts right now.
Oh. I'm sorry, sir.
I'm in the process of going through her stuff, you know? I just found her car keys, and being at her bedside for those last few months, I guess I just lost track of things.
Of course.
So if I come down there with the keys, can I...
Sure, pal. We're open till 5.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. You've reached Sandra Customer Service. This is Helen. I can help.
Yeah. How do you get it to work?
What device are you using?
What do you mean?
The device. What are you using? Phone? Home base? Smart TV?
It doesn't say you need a device.
Well, you need a device.
Oh, man. The people were just talking into the air, you know? Like... Sandra,
what temperature is it outside, you know? And, like, this voice would just answer.
It's coming from the home base.
What?
The home base.
Man, dude, let me get this straight. You're
saying, do you have a question?
In order for me to talk to Sandra, I need to buy something?
Yes.
Oh, that's false advertising, man.
Okay, then.
Call status unresolved.
You've reached Sandra Customer Service. This is Helen. I'm here to help.
Yes, I have a problem.
What's your issue, sir?
It won't turn on.
Pick up the unit.
I'm holding it right now.
Look on the bottom.
Okay.
See the switch?
Yes.
Flip the switch.
Now, see? I did that already. Oh, it's on.
Great. Have a wonderful day.
Call status resolved.
This is Sandra Customer Service. I'm Helen.
Sandra's a little bitch.
You don't say.
Yeah, make sure she knows.
I sure will.
Call status unresolved.
Whoa, Nellie, you're working up quite a lather over there.
Am I?
I'm loving the energy and enthusiasm, but...
Sadie.
Yes?
Thanks for your feedback.
Well...
But I'm just trying to get out of here.
Sure.
I have 5 more calls, and then I can leave.
Well, that's what I was just gonna say. You're never gonna make it out of here today if you keep on like that.
What?
And I hate to see you putting so much energy into calls that don't count for anything.
What are you talking about?
I tried to tell you earlier that you were so eager to get started. You need to resolve the calls for them to count.
Are you kidding me? I've just logged like 50 calls.
Yeah, but see, the resolution rate number there, the 8, 8's the one that matters, hon. You've got a long way to go yet, I'm afraid.
This is such bullshit.
Well, I mean, it makes sense if you think about it.
What is that supposed to mean?
This is customer service. Our whole job is to help people.
These people are beyond help.
Well, no one ever said it was going to be easy. That's why we're called the Sharks. We're sort of an elite crew down here.
You're serious?
Oh, sure. I mean, they'll let almost anyone be a Sandra. But becoming a member of the Sharks, you've really got to have what it takes.
You're in the basement, Sadie. It doesn't get any lower than this.
The basement's where all the really important stuff happens. That's why they call it the foundation, you know?
I was sent down here as a punishment.
Well, no.
This is where they send the people who can't even be Sandra.
What did you do?
I don't really want to talk about it right now.
Oh, it must have been something real bad.
Look, it wasn't... I mean, it seemed like the right thing to do at the time.
I don't mean to pry.
I was just following my instincts. That's exactly what he told me to do.
Who told you to do?
And what am I doing? What am I even doing here?
You don't sound well at all. You should take a break, sweetie.
If you don't mind, I'm going to get back to my queue.
Suit yourself. But you look like death at the door, hun. And those calls aren't going anywhere.
I'm fine.
I'm always here if you need me, okay?
Got it.
They don't call me 24/7 Sadie for nothing.
Good afternoon. Sandra Customer Service. This is Helen.
My grandson bought me one of these things.
Okay.
Well, it came in a rather large box. I mean, for what it is.
What's the problem?
Well, it's rather a lot of packaging for such a small thing.
Okay. I'll make sure the packaging team receives your feedback. Is that it?
My grandson told me it would bring us closer together, but I think he's just trying to get out of visiting me in person.
I'm sure that's not true. But like I said, I'll send your feedback to the packaging team. Is that all you...
Now, I understand that Canandaigua is a long way away, right? Nana, he says it's an 18-hour drive.
Has your issue been resolved, ma'am?
Excuse me?
The reason you called, your issue, about the packaging.
Well, I've never seen anything like it. I told you I'm surrounded by foam.
Ma'am? I will personally make sure that we remove all packaging materials from our products from now on. Can you confirm that this resolves?
Well, now that is a bit extreme, don't you think?
Can you please just...
Because if there is one thing I cannot stand, it's having too much packaging, it's having too little packaging.
Ma'am.
Things didn't used to be this way.
Can you please focus?
Excuse me.
Focus, okay? You called about packaging. I told you we'd deal with the packaging. Are we done here?
I will tell you when we are done here, young lady.
What are you calling about?
Well, now you're making me feel very uncomfortable.
What the fuck?
Excuse me.
Sorry, lady.
Call status unresolved.
Donnie?
Coming at you live.
Where are you?
I'll give you three guesses. And then one more guess.
I don't have time for games, Donnie. I'm working.
Jesus. What's that giant black cube thing? Is that some kind of secret vault?
Are you watching TV or something?
Orbital teledynamics. That's where you work, right?
Wait. You're here?
I'm out in the parking lot. Figured I'd come surprise you.
Donnie, why did you come here?
To sign those papers, unless you don't want me to. You still there?
Hang on. I'll be right out.
Sandra was directed by Sebastian Silva, written by Kevin Moffitt and Matthew Derby. Executive produced by Mimi O'Donnell. Produced by April Lamb, Katie Pastor, and Matthew Bowl. Associate produced by M.R. Daniel. Sound design and editing by Ryan Bilia. Mixed by Matthew Bowl. Additional engineering by Bobby Lord. Score by Daniel Brunel. With performances by Kristen Wiig, Alia Shokat, Christopher Abbott, Avi Rothman, and Ethan Hawke. Special thanks to Terrence Bernardo and Jasmine Romero. Sandra is a production of Gimlet Media.